You're tuned in to the Health After 30 podcast. And if CBD has ever been on your mind, if you use CBD, if you're interested in CBD, or if you're wondering how it can help you, your loved ones, your children, then this episode is for you.
Hey, I'm Alana Bonneman, naturopath and holistic nutritionist. This podcast is dedicated to reclaiming your health by harnessing yourself as your biggest asset. Get ready, because this is where we stand up for your body's ability to heal, go against outdated norms, and say yes to change, creating true and lasting success, all from the inside out. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Health After 30 podcast, and let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of the Health After 30 podcast. It's Alana here with you, and today I'm sitting down with Dawn Norby. You may have not heard about her, but she has impacted so many people's lives through her own experience of her child having a severe illness, herself having a severe illness, them having the opportunity to be able to have a wish, make a wish from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Their life was completely transformed with their positive intention that they've kind of taken from that experience. Dawn tells us how she wanted to pay this experience forward to other families who are suffering. And this gave birth to her introduction to CBD products. Through this, she has changed so many people's lives for the better. She has some incredible stories to tell, and in essence, how CBD can change people's lives. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoy today's episode or any other episode, please feel free to leave a review. Or if you know someone needs to hear this, then feel free to send it forward to them. Let's get into today's episode with Dawn. Today we're talking about CBD products, and well, Dawn, I'll let you kind of introduce yourself and get into it and let us know about what you know about CBD products.
Thank you for having me. My name is Dawn Norby. I am a mother and a wife. I've got two sons, and back in 2006, our firstborn was bruising very easily and couldn't figure out why. So we took him to the emergency room. And they had said, you know, it's fine. He's okay. Just go home and watch him. Okay. My husband was not happy with that. So he said, make an appointment and go see the doctor on Monday. So we did. And my doctor is a good family friend. And he was very calm and easygoing and said, you know, we're just going to take some blood draws and I'll get back to you in about a week. Okay. And my son felt fine through all of this. And I get a phone call the next day with my doctor crying. And I go, okay, this can't be good news. He goes, they have a room waiting for him at the Children's Hospital. And we think he's got leukemia. You need to get him to the hospital as soon as possible. And I want you to write these numbers down. And he gave me a bunch of blood numbers. And I, at the time, I had no idea what platelets were, the hemoglobin, the white, the red, all the other cells, all of that. So I wrote it down. And I went to my neighbor two doors down, who was a NICU nurse. And I said, what do these numbers mean? And she goes, they are not good. Who are they for? And I said, for Trevor. She dropped the paper and ran away. I go, okay, this is not good. Called my husband. Called my mom. She took care of my younger son, who was in school as well. And on our way to the hospital, we went. And we get there, they check him in, they give him a platelet transfusion. And they said, he'll be here at least 3 months. And my son was not happy because he had baseball and he was busy and he had things.
He had his life.
He goes, mom, I feel fine. I want to go home.
Mm.
And his platelet count was 7,000. And a normal platelet count is 150,000 for low. And his body was not making platelets. And come to find out that they came in that afternoon and said, okay, we've got the platelets in your son. That's good. His numbers are okay, but they're falling, but he does not have any cancer markers in his blood. Okay, so what is it? We don't know, but you're going to be here a while. Okay. So the next day they come in and they give him another platelet transfusion and a blood transfusion. and they said, we think he's got idiopathic aplastic anemia. But what is that? Idiopathic means we don't know how it's transmitted. Aplastic anemia means where your bone marrow forgets how to work. And it's just fluke. It's not something that is hereditary. It's not, it can't be transferred from one person to another. So it's not contagious. It just happens, kind of like somebody just gets cancer. It just happens. So we were there, and the third day they gave him a rabbit serum transfusion. And it seemed to help. And they said, okay, we're sending you home on the fourth day, but you have to come back every other day for a blood draw so we can check your numbers. Like, okay, we went from 3 months to home in 4 days. This is great. No school, no company, nobody can come around him. His immune system is compromised. So he went from playing kickball to being at home all alone, no friends, nothing. And we go back, and he had to have a transfusion for platelets another 2 times. And then after that, it went to once a week, once a month, and once every 3 months. And they said, okay, you're good. We think he's okay. So he can go back to school. Everything is great. Okay, great. And then 5 years later, he's getting ready to finish eighth grade. And he goes, Mom, I'm really tired. I sleep. I wake up tired. So we go back down to the children's hospital, and he developed a secondary disorder called PNH. And that's where your red blood cells stop working. And that's what carries all of your oxygen in your system. That's why he was so tired. And the only cure for a PNH is a bone marrow transplant, which is the same for aplastic anemia. And you have a life of, they said it's 15-year life sentence. If you have PNH, you've got 15 years to live if it's left untreated. So we immediately put him on the list to have a bone marrow transplant. And he was okay with that. And so they did blood draws, and they tested our son, who was not a match, which broke his heart. So he goes, I can't save my brother.
No.
And it broke my heart, broke his heart. We were all crying. And the nurses came to my husband and I and said, we would like to offer Trevor a make-a-wish. And we both said, absolutely not. He's going to be fine. He's healthy. He's going to make it through this. And they said, it's not for somebody who is dying. It is for anybody that is going through a life-threatening illness. And that really opened our eyes. It's like, oh, they want to make this better for him. Mm. And it's not necessarily, okay, he's going to die, so we have to offer him a wish. No, this is just somebody going through cancer or leukemia or anything like that that might be life-threatening, but you know they're going to be okay. And so we said, sure. And they sent some people to our home to help with the wish. And he wanted to go to Augusta in Georgia and play at the Masters and play Augusta for golf. And they said, okay. And they came back and they said, you have to come up with another wish because Augusta said no.
Oh.
Okay. Because, oh, Mom, they're going to be sorry when I turn professional. They're going to be really sorry. So we told our son, you know what? Whatever wish you want, Dad and I don't want to know. We want to be surprised when you tell the wish granters. So they came back about a week later, and he goes, I want to go to Scotland and play golf at the old course at St. Andrews.
Mm.
And we're like, yeah, okay, that's not going to happen, but okay, all right. And Trevor went outside to jump on the trampoline, and they asked us if we had our passports, and which we had. All four of us had our passports. And they said, okay, we're going to see what we can do. And my husband and I are just kind of laughing, going, yeah, all right, whatever. This is never going to happen. 10 days later, the four of us were on an airplane to Scotland. And he got to play five different golf courses. They treated him like he was royalty over there. And I tell you, Make-A-Wish does not do anything halfway. I mean, he had the experience of his life. And all of us did. We still talk about it, and that was almost 15 years ago. During his treatment, we came home, and then 2 weeks after we got home, he had his bone marrow transplant. And he was in a lot of pain because they had to shut down his entire immune system to accept this bone marrow. And he says, Mom, I don't want any pain pills. I don't want to get hooked on anything that might cause me to get addicted to anything. Help me. So I called my husband and said, Trevor needs some help. Can you come and switch out? Because I was at the hospital and he was at home. So he came and they switched. We switched spots. And for 4.5 hours, they sat and talked about every shot that they hit in Scotland at every golf course. And he was able to work through all of that pain without any medication. And my husband came home and told me about it. And it's like, I've got to pay it forward. I have to figure out how to pay this forward because every child that's going through something like my son needs to be able to have a wish that can have this kind of impact. So we had the bone marrow transplant and 6 months, pardon me, 7 months later, he was given the all clear. I'm like, wow, okay, he's good. He can go back to school. He doesn't have to be homeschooled anymore. This is great. I was getting ready to call Make-A-Wish and I noticed I had a lump on my breast. I looked up and I go, really? This is what you're giving me now? Okay. So I called the doctor and I was diagnosed with breast cancer right after Trevor was deemed cured. There was a 2-week period in there. So I went through my treatment, went through everything that Trevor went through, got to talk about it, which I don't recommend any parent ever having to be able to do, is to go through and talk about cancer and treatments with your child. That's just not something a parent would ever wish. So I finally got through with my treatment. I got the all clear and I called Make-A-Wish and I was accepted. I went through the training and my first wish kiddo had leukemia. And talking to the mom, and she goes, I just don't understand the pain that he has. And I go, I do. He's going through exactly what I went through. And the joint pain is unbearable. How bad the chemotherapy gets into your joints and makes you hurt. And she said, could you do me a favor and try to make something for him that's all natural out of CBD? Sure. At that time, I said, sure, I had no idea what CBD was. Didn't know what it stood for, didn't know where you get it, had no idea. So living in California, we have a few friends that have dispensaries. We called him and he said, I think it's best if you use hemp CBD. So there's no THC for psychoactive properties. And I think it's best if you use an isolate. And I'm learning all these things, writing it down, and I go to Google University and I figure it all out. And he gets me some, hooks me up, and I figure out how to make a salve. And I took it to her house about 4 or 5 days later. And I said, here, go give this to your kiddo and have him rub it on where it hurts. And we'll see if it helps. He came barreling down the stairs wanting to play with his brother that hadn't happened in 6 months. And she goes, I don't know what's in there, but I want a vat of it. And she goes, you got a business here. You need to do something with this. And that's how Budding Botanicals was started. It was out of a need from a parent for a child in pain that was like my son. He didn't want the pharmaceutical medications. When you're a child, you don't need that. You don't need to be put on those drugs. There are so many other natural ways to alleviate pain. And doing our research, we have found that CBD is just a plant. There's no THC, so there's no high from it at all if you get it from the hemp plant. And it is good for arthritis and anxiety and depression and joint pain and inflammation and helping recover from sports injuries. It's just amazing what this little plant can do. And I learned all of that because of this little kiddo.
So beautiful. That is such a tremendous and wonderful story. You know, when you talk about this, what I actually think about, you know, Trevor being, getting this, give a wish, make a wish, mm-hmm. being supported by this, being allowed, like the energy that one has, being allowed to go to St. Andrews, playing golf in Scotland, the time where, you know, he was working through pain and just remembering all of these wonderful experiences that he had And he got there because he had to go through treatment. You know, like, you guys got right. to go to Scotland because of that. Like, luck and unluck, they say in German, Glück und Unglück, you know, like, no one wants that, but something positive in that respect kind of came out of it. And just how that energy pushed, like, with good intention, pushed probably, you know, your whole family through a really tough time, which I guess it's designed to do, but just wonderful how it has impacted your family and your son having to battle this, you having to battle breast cancer. And, you know, you said it's a hard conversation you've had to have. It's probably also being inspired by your son to also get through something really difficult. Like, it's just, I don't know. And then the fact that you've now gone further to pay it forward, like, that intention and with that intensity and that amount of energy, like, it's something so beautiful. And the fact that you've found something all natural, which I'm, you know, pharmaceutical drugs do have a place. They are wonderful. They can help in so many places. But for those who are seeking alternatives, and for something just like joint pain, which is not going to have, and we can go into this perhaps, but it's not going to have any side effects. It doesn't have any detrimental effects from putting a salve on you. Just it's just the joint or the pain relief, or it's just, you know, symptomatic relief. Like, how powerful. What a beautiful story, and just the roundabout way in which you've kind of got to where you are now, where you can now make an impact on other people's lives. Thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure. I'm happy to do it. I did reach out to the doctors before making it, and their recommendation was do not use anything if it's not all natural and organic. And to this day, 13 years later, that's what we stick with, is everything is all natural and organic. So we do stick to our true belief from the beginning. We do work with a lot of children's hospitals and as well as adults. Our younger son during COVID was having the hardest time because he's so social and started getting anxiety. And we gave him some CBD, calmed him right down. So it's amazing. I mean, I've got customers that take it for seizures and they no longer have the seizures. It's not going to be a one thing fits all for everybody. It's kind of like medication through the pharmaceutical companies. You do have to try it and see if it works for you. There are people that CBD does not work on. There's 2% of the population that have a certain carrier in their blood that does not allow CBD to be absorbed. My sister-in-law is one of those 2% of the people in the world, which is amazing because my brother uses it and he's like, this stuff is the best, sis. I don't know how I could deal without it. And then his wife uses it and she goes, I don't notice anything. I still hurt. I don't get it. This stuff is amazing. I go, well, she's part of that 2%.
Has that got to do, I mean, and maybe, yeah, let me know if you know this. Has that got to do with the endocannabinoid system?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's part of your blood makeup. So it has to do with your blood chemistry, not the endocannabinoid system. So it's completely separate.
Yeah, totally. I'm just personally just really curious because apparently there's also like endocannabinoid deficiency as well, where people just don't have enough.
Our bodies do produce CBD. We just do not produce enough for a medicinal effect. And when a human takes CBD, if you take too much, you will not overdose. You will just sleep well and you will sleep for a lot of hours.
Not a bad thing.
Right. A dog or a cat, you give them too much, it makes them hyper. So you have to be careful. And we do have general guides on how much to take. We have a questionnaire on our website that we ask people to fill out. So we can kind of get a feel of where we think your pain tolerance might be. How many milligrams do you take of pain relief medications? So we can kind of guide you. But each person is different.
Okay. And is that for topical and also oral use, yes, or is topical, you can kind of...
Topical, it doesn't really matter because it's not going to make you tired. It's not going to give you any side effects. Mm. It's the oral that is, we're more particular about getting it right. And it is a guess. And we do say you need to take it for 1 week and then you need to reevaluate. Am I feeling phenomenal? Am I only getting half the relief? Am I super tired? Do I have plenty of energy? And then you say, okay, you go through all those questions and then you either need to up your dosage or lower it depending on how you're feeling to all of those questions.
Okay. Yeah, wonderful. You've mentioned anything from arthritis to anxiety, basically. Mm-hmm. So pain within the skeletal muscles within the body, but also things that are going on inside as well. So what are some of the unexpected benefits, I guess, that you've heard about from the people that you've worked with? I mean, having a child put a salve on and then jumping down the stairs, like that's pretty drastic. And also for the first time as well that you made it.
Two stories that come to mind is I have a military customer that is out of the military suffering with Agent Orange. And he had shaking really, really bad. And he was unable to feed or consume liquid on his own. He was shaking so bad. He could talk and he was okay that way. He just couldn't control his limbs. And I said, well, I have no idea if this is going to work or not, but it's not going to hurt you if it doesn't. So we gave it to him and he called me crying the next morning. He goes, I just fed myself breakfast. You gave me my dignity back. And that just melted my heart. I like, this is just a plant. It's just a plant. And it made me feel so good. And I went back to his house and I gave him a big hug and told him how happy I was for him. And can I use this story? And he said, absolutely. And then another story is my son's friend, his father developed a cancerous tumor in his ear and he was starting to lose his hearing and they wanted to go in and remove that cancerous tumor. And the wife called and said, Don, can we try some of your tincture and put it in his ear? And I'm like, I just think you're smoking something. It's not going to work, but sure. And I gave her a free bottle to try. And he went in 3 weeks later for surgery. And they're like, okay, let's see the other ear. Wasn't it your left ear? Yeah. There's no tumor in there. So I still have a hard time believing that CBD took care of a tumor, but apparently it did because he never had surgery. He never lost hearing and the tumor is gone.
And you, before these stories, you said that you turn away people. Why is that?
Because I know it won't work. There was somebody that said she had nerve damage and she was shaking really bad and she trembles and falls. And she said, I've tried CBD, I've tried the salve, I've tried tincture. And I said, if you've tried it, I'm not going to sell you CBD again. I think you need to discuss this with your doctor and see if there's another alternative medication out there. And she goes, okay, I appreciate that. And she talked to her doctor and she came back and she goes, he wants me to try something all natural. And you're the only one that has an all natural CBD out there. And she tried it. And she said, it's helping, but it's not gone. And I go, well, that's good. But I told you, I didn't even think it would help. So we're ahead of the game there, but she's still looking. I've got four people that have fibromyalgia. It helps two of them, doesn't help two others. It just depends on where your severity of your issues are, how bad they are, things like that. So it's not going to help everybody. It's not a magical cure. And the reason we're sticking with the isolate is because when we were in San Diego, when we started this, we have so many military bases down there. And we worked a lot with the military and they wanted us to make sure that there was nothing in there that could get them kicked out of the military. Because if you can do a urine test or a blood draw, and if you take CBD from a full spectrum or a broad spectrum, you have a chance of doing a false positive on your urine test. And they don't care if it's a false positive or not, you're out. So we've chosen to stick with the isolate, and it's not as strong as a full spectrum or a broad spectrum, but we have pilots and we have military and we've got children that benefit from not having any part of any THC in their system, but they benefit from the CBD. And we're just going to stick with that.
Mm-hmm. So that's a really interesting divide between using the full plant, even though the CBD from a full spectrum, perhaps it doesn't give that high that perhaps a cannabis would give with THC.
Right.
But the isolate definitely doesn't. How is it better in that way? How is it better also for pain management to have the isolate? And how do you even make then the isolate?
It's done by a chemical process to separate them. We use a water process to separate, so there's no added chemicals. To get the broad spectrum and the full spectrum, you have to have chemicals to separate them.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is a water process. We can get it from the cannabis plant, but there's still the chance of having a 0.03% THC in there, and that can give a false positive. So that's why we're sticking with the isolate. It looks like a very fine powdered sugar or cocaine. It has no smell. It has no taste. So it can be added to pretty much anything and you're not going to know that you have it. When you're dealing with a cannabis CBD, you're going to have that grassy flavor and you notice the difference, and you're still going to have that chance of having that 0.03% THC because it's not 100% guaranteed. In CBD, it is. It's CBD from hemp is a THC-free plant. The only way it could get THC in it is if a bee was to cross-pollinate. And then the amount is so tiny that during the process, it's taken out.
Okay. So it's isolate CBD from the hemp plant.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really interesting because when I think about hemp, you know, there's hemp products from clothes to shampoo to CBD oil. It's wonderfully, it grows really well and it's very durable. But I didn't actually know that there was a difference between cannabis growing with the THC and hemp without. Maybe I'm a bit ignorant there, but yeah, that's really interesting.
Hemp also, when you plant it, it cleans and nourishes the soil. So if you have soil that has gotten bad from spraying it or anything that you've got the chemicals in your soil and you want fresh, good soil again, plant a crop of hemp. It will clean all of that out of your soil. And now you will be left with clean soil after you've harvested that hemp. It's an amazing plant. Amazing.
It truly is amazing. And actually, you know, you said before, it's just a plant. Like how can it have such a profound effect if it's just a plant? But I mean, traditionally, and I think even I want to say anciently, it's kind of been used. It's been used for a really long time. In India, they've also seen it, they kind of held it quite highly. And at some point, I think because of the THC use, it got a bit of a bad rep. But it's just wonderful that CBD is becoming a normalized product now. And the fact that you're working with doctors, the fact that you're working with people who are going through cancer, through chemo, and seeing a positive effect, do you think it's going to come into like maybe the pharmaceutical world, or do you think it will always stay natural?
No, they are testing and they are trying to get products out there that are going to knock us little people out because they know they're also doing that with THC. They know how beneficial it can be for so many different disorders that they are working diligently to try to get laws passed that pharmaceutical companies can sell it and market it and knock us little people out of the equation.
What I wanted to say was in Germany, it's now, you know, you can get medicinal marijuana. So you get it through the doctor. But what I kind of question a lot of with what pharmaceutical industry does as well is they kind of synthesize everything. They take the pureness out of it. You were very much saying before, you know, the organic, the natural, as like little processing as possible, less handling. And I think that a product like that is, there's a difference between that and a mass produced product that kind of just gets dispensed.
Agreed. And I don't think the pharmaceutical industry is they're going to do their best to try to run everybody out and keep it all to themselves, which is what they do. I don't think they're going to succeed in the part where you need natural, you need organic, and there's no money in it for them on the scale that they do it. And I am not into this for the money. I mean, if I was and I charged the prices that other companies charge, I'd probably be retired and live on a ranch right now. I'm not into it for that. I'm into it because I know it works. I know I can help people. And I've got a lot of people on limited budgets. And my prices are almost rock bottom compared to everybody else's, which is a bad thing because people assume if you've got the lowest prices, your product is bad. If my products go up and it costs me more to manufacture, I will raise my prices, but I'm only going to raise them what it costs me. I'm not going to do that plus this, plus that, plus this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I am a firm believer that our products are good. They work. We do the questionnaires, like I said, so we get to know our customers before we sell anything. We offer free samples on our website. You just pay what I pay for shipping. I'm not making any money on it. I would prefer you to try our products and see if they work for you than you to go out and spend $300-$500 on my products and you A, not use them, or B, they don't work for you. Try it first. When I go to shows, I take hundreds of samples with me. And people say, well, I'm suffering from this, I'm suffering from that. And I go, okay, well, here, try this, go away. And if you don't notice anything, come back and tell me. If you do notice something, come back and tell me. And within 3 minutes, most people are coming back. What is this stuff? Why is this pain gone? I had someone who had a frozen finger and it was stuck like that. And she, for 12 years, she couldn't move her finger. And I said, well, put it on. It probably won't work, but, you know, try it. She came back and she goes, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Yep. And I'm like, okay, I think you were kidding about frozen fingers. She goes, no, I'm not. I've tried everything. I've tried the cortisone shots. I've tried therapy. I've tried everything. Unbelievable. And I mean, it's still, people come to me and baffles me what it can do.
I love how much you see, like, you stand behind it so much, and at the same time, but like, you have zero expectations, you know, like, zero. I love that approach. Yeah, that's great, because you don't know how people are going to react, actually.
No.
You know.
No.
So what are some of, let's just say, the naysayers and the doubters, what are some of the misconceptions about CBD that are out there?
So it's hard to get people to understand that this is a drug-free, no psychoactive properties in it. It's safe for children of all ages and adults of all ages. The only thing that our main concern is if you are on blood pressure medication, you ask your doctor before you take any oral CBD, because it has been shown to affect certain medications for blood pressure medication, blood pressure. It can make your blood pressure spike and drop. So that is the only thing they have found CBD could have an interference with. And it's only two brands that are out there, not all of them. Mm-hmm. But we always recommend talk to your doctor first, make sure it's okay for you. And here's a sample, try it and see what happens.
Try it.
But it's the education part, because most people look at CBD and they'll snicker and go, I'm not going to get high. Because they aren't aware of the differences. And that's what I like about this company, is I like to be able to explain to people that the differences between the two, CBD, THC. I won't take THC. I'm one of those that I won't take any medication that makes me not 100% clear in my brain. And there are people that are like, whatever, THC relaxes me. More power to you. It's a great plant. It works for many people. It works great for a lot of different things. I'm just not one to use it.
And when it comes to differences, you know, there's differences between obviously THC, CBD, but also with companies. I mean, we don't want to point out anyone here. Like, I don't want to point fingers at anyone. Because I think the intention behind having CBD out there and the widespread also in Europe, like, there's a lot of different companies out there. What do we need to perhaps watch out for if people are on the market and they want a good CBD supplement because, you know, Instagram, social media, the World Wide Web will tell you a million different things.
Right.
Maybe could you tell us perhaps like how do we source good quality, or how can we look through the smoke screens of branding and marketing just to find a good product?
And there are big companies that are producing CBD that have a good product. I'm not saying all big companies are bad, all small companies are bad, or vice versa. You want to look at the ingredient list. If you can't read one of those ingredients, don't buy it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't state on there that it's all natural and or organic, don't buy it. If it states on there how it was processed and it was processed with any chemicals at all, you're getting the less effective part of the CBD plant. So it's going to be very less effective for your body and what you want it to do. So you want to stick with something that is naturally processed, all natural and organic made. A lot of people just go in and buy the first CBD they see on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And it might be something that works for them. Most likely it won't. Read the labels on your CBD that you buy. You do it for your vitamins. You do it for your minerals that you take. Your food, do it for CBD. It's mm-hmm. going to make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful. I have tried CBD. And it's interesting because when I had younger children, very tired, so kind of like lived on coffee, but coffee makes me really anxious. So I had to actually use CBD as a way to kind of bring down my up, you know. I was like mm-hmm. using it to medicate something that caffeine was giving me. Is there anything that we need to perhaps watch out with CBD products?
When you're giving it to children, start with less. Less is better to monitor them. Children that have ADD or ADHD can take CBD instead of the pharmaceutical medications. And there's no side effects other than if you give them too much, it'll make them drowsy. So you give them mm-hmm. you figure out that happy point, you give it to them, and they are not cloudy. They are not spaced out. There's no side effects, and they can get through a school day like a normal child that does not have ADD or ADHD. That seems to be the best thing that I've noticed CBD helps with, is children that are just so unable to focus and can't sit down and relax. But if you put them on a pharmaceutical medication, and you know which ones those are, they're going to just be in this fog and they're not going to be able to be themselves. And they aren't going to be able to learn to the potential because they've got the brain fog going on. Mm. The CBD can help with the ADD, the ADHD, without any brain fog, and help them be participation in the classroom and help them become the true person that they really are without having to be in the fog. And I have a lot of teachers that will recommend me to parents and say, can you try to get them off of what they're on and try a CBD product? And they will give them my card. And I said, I don't care who you buy it from. Just make sure it's all natural and organic. Mm-hmm. And there are many that will go out there and look and search. And it's hard to find people out there that stick with the all natural organic products because it is more expensive.
Yeah. I think where we source things, it's important for, as you said, food, supplements, like everything that we do. It's the quality is definitely there. And also just to touch on ADHD in children, you know, with computers and screens and TVs and video games and just how much we're exposed and just on media these days, I feel that ADHD, ADD is really on the rise. So even if someone is perhaps diagnosed or undiagnosed with that, because, I mean, children are very active in general. Like, active. They're energy balls. I mean, you got two sons. I've also got two sons, and they climb the walls. Got so much energy. They're not climbing a tree, they're climbing walls. And I mean, I don't ever want to dull them down. I think if you're on a medication that's making you drowsy and you can take an alternative that will not give you that brain fog and allow you to kind of really succeed and thrive in school, I think this is a wonderful thing. Would you also suggest it to just a normal, healthy kid that may not need it?
It would depend. I might not recommend it if they don't have anxiety, ADD, or ADHD. But if they are very much into sports and they maybe they're training to become a professional, it's great to topically use to help alleviate pain. It's great for any kind of sports injury. Even if you get hit by a ball, it's good to relieve the pain. CBD bruises, is not then? A cure. It's not going to take away all of your pain. It's not there to kill your pain and you go happy about your life. It's there to make it extremely manageable. And it's not a cure-all. It's not. But it is there to help you live your life drug-free and pain-free. Or at least mostly pain-free. It's great for migraines. My husband and both of my boys get migraines real bad. They will put it here on their temples and behind their, like here on their eyes, and it helps get rid of that migraine immediately. I will deal with a headache, so I'll rub it on my eyelids. Mm-hmm. And within 30 seconds, my headache's gone. And I'm like, you would think I'd learn by now. a lot of people will put it right here behind their earlobe for sleep. It's not ever worked for me. It works for some people. If it works for you, all the power to you without having to take anything. But we've got the capsules, we've got the tinctures, we've got the salves. We've come out with a few new products now. We've got a, living from California, I didn't know what a mosquito was, but I've moved to Texas and found out that these things like to eat people and they are lies. Not nice. So we make a CBD infused DEET free mosquito repellent lotion that is safe for all ages, which is great because the mosquitoes are everywhere out here in the South, everywhere. Mm. And they're the size of birds. So we do that. My brother was diagnosed with cancer last year, skin cancer. Come to find out it's from using sunblocks. Sunblocks can cause cancer, even though they say they don't. And that just baffled me. And I've always yelled at my kids, put your sunblock on, put your sunblock on. Well, we've come up with a chemical-free sunblock now. There can't be any grease left behind on your hands. And it took us a while, but we figured it out. So we've got products like that. So we're constantly adding to our repertoire of different products. We're still in the process of coming up with something we're happy with for hair products, for shampoo and conditioner. Which CBD is great for your hair. It helps it grow and it makes it stronger. But we aren't happy with our formulas yet. So we're still working on that.
Yeah. I mean, well, it sounds like it's getting quite large. When you first started talking about the salves and the tinctures, I was thinking this is the perfect thing to have in a first aid kit. This is the one, you know, with all the other different things that you have in a first aid, it would be I've got a headache. Okay. You know, before you go and grab the ibuprofen or something. But it sounds like that its use in so many other products, natural products as well. So where do we find you?
We have a website. It's www.buddingbotanicalsusa.com. We ship worldwide. There might be something with shipping to other countries. It might cost more for shipping. So you want to check that out. But we make everything. You can find us on Facebook at Budding Botanicals. We're on Instagram at Budding Bots. And we're here to answer any and all questions that you might have. And if you're unsure, call. We will talk to you. It's a family business. One of us will answer your call. One of us will answer your email and send us your questions. Call us with your questions. Email us with your questions. We don't want to sell you something that we know wouldn't work, or we don't want you to buy it if you're not sure if it's going to work for you.
When you were talking about the stories and the different people that you work with, it did sound like you were very intimate. Like, well, you have a tight connection with the people that you work with. You understand their pains, you understand what they need. And as you said, like, you don't want to serve them if it's not going to help them.
Right. We are fortunate enough that we have a 96.8% customer return rate, that we've got almost 97% of our customers that purchase products come back to us. So we know we've got a good product. Yeah. Which reminds me, I would like to offer your audience a 15% discount on your total order. Just use Alana 15 ALANA15 and at checkout, and it will be taken off of your order right there. And that's good until the end of time, or we go out of business, or the world ends.
Thank you so much for being here. If you could have a if you could have a billboard in Times Square, what would it say?
CBD is safe for all, or for all ages. That would be a good billboard. CBD is not a drug. CBD is all natural. And for the media to still portray it as a drug and it's not safe, really bothers me. So I know I have a lot more education to still get out there.
And I'm so happy that I can help you share this thing, because it is something, plant medicine in general, and topically, internally, it's something that I completely stand behind. Thank you so much for being here. It was a really nice conversation.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks so much for being here. You could have been listening to anything, but you're here interested in reclaiming your health. I hope you found the episode useful and constructive. If you enjoyed it and would like to show support for the show, please leave a review, as this makes my content more discoverable for other people to enjoy and learn from. Please also consider subscribing to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you enjoy listening. Finally, the best way to show support for the show is by sharing it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Thanks for listening, be well, and I'll catch you next time.